Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Motown the Musical is the real story of the one-of-a-kind sound that hit airwaves in 1959 and changed our culture forever. This exhilarating show charts Motown founder Berry Gordy's incredible journey from featherweight boxer to the heavyweight music mogul who launched the careers of the likes of Diana Ross, Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye, and Michael Jackson. Featuring all the classics you love, Motown the Musical tells the story behind the hits as Diana, Smokey, Berry, and the whole Motown family fight against the odds to create the soundtrack that changed America. The show opened on Broadway on April 14th of this year and is nominated for 4 Tony Awards. The original cast recording will be released next Tuesday, June 4th. Brandon Victor Dixon plays Berry Gordy in the show. Previous Broadway and off-Broadway credits for Brandon include The Color Purple, Scottsboro Boys, and Rent. I spoke with Brandon Victor Dixon in New York City at the end of March. Brandon Victor Dixon, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
It's a pleasure to meet you. How did you hear about this project?
I heard about the project directly from the director, actually. He's been a good friend of mine for many years, a mentor of mine. And when he got it, he called me and he said, "You'll never guess whose house I just left. Meet me tomorrow." He's like, "I land in New York tomorrow. Meet me at Chipotle at 7. And we met and we caught up. And then he said, "You know, I just left Berry Gordy's yesterday, and I'm going to be directing a musical about his life, and you're my Berry Gordy." So he's like, we have a reading in a month, and we're going to take a look at the script and figure out what we need and start moving from there. And that's how it happened.
And Berry Gordy, it's his life. He's written the book for the musical, and
yes,
you're playing him.
Yes, I am. And he's very lucky to have me.
Of course. Is it challenging? Is it strange to play somebody who's there?
It's not. Well, the project itself is challenging. Just trying to condense such a historic life, a person who's done so much, into a 2.5-hour musical. I'm throwing up air quotes as I say 2.5 hours. But you know, that is a challenge. But really, the way he is as a person has made it very easy for me to portray him and to be him in the room. You know, he doesn't, it's funny, as I watch him watch the show, he doesn't look at me a lot of the time. I think it's hard for him to see himself, but he really trusts me and he's given me a lot of freedom with the piece and with the role. And I study him, I pay attention to him. And I mean, when he talks to me about certain things he did differently than how I'm doing them, I mean, I listen. I consider his suggestions. But no, I mean, we have a really easy relationship. It's been a real pleasure just becoming friends with him.
I saw some videos online of you two interacting, and it looks like there's good-natured ribbing back and forth.
He likes to talk a lot of trash, so hence my statement, he is lucky to have me.
What is the arc of the play? How has it been put together? What does the story start and stop?
Well, we pretty much cover from when Berry was a young man, about 20, to when he's about 53, to Motown's 25th anniversary concert, which they did at Pasadena, where Michael Jackson did his famous moonwalk. We pretty much covered that span of time. And so we follow Berry from being a young songwriter to trying to start his own company and then finding these acts and developing them. And we really see how he goes from, you know, fighting to build the company to being drawn into running a company and keeping an independent music label alive. And that's, we really see the struggle, but also the love that is required to develop something that's had such a grand and historic impact on the world.
Your co-stars, some of them have to play, or get to play, I should
yes.
say, get to play, Diana Ross and Michael Jackson and Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye. Yeah. What is it like to be on stage with people playing those people?
It's been really special on a number of levels. I mean, one, because my co-stars are exceptionally talented. I mean, our whole cast is, I say it beyond a doubt, the most talented cast on Broadway.
Throwing a gauntlet down?
Yes, I'm throwing it down. And but on top of it, it's funny, our very first preview, the show was like, it was like a concert. And we all know how much people love Motown and love Motown music, but it really, it did catch us by surprise. I mean, from the second the curtain went up, these people were screaming like they think he's Smokey Robinson. They think he is young Michael Jackson. It's gotten to the point where we've cut lines because the applause and the cheers are so long that we don't have time to get those lines in certain scenes.
It's a good problem to have.
It's a great problem to have. But it's funny, as I was watching the show, because in the beginning I go from kind of driving the performances a lot in the beginning to then having the artists drive the performances, and watching the audience respond to them, it was just, I mean, I felt proud. Really, like Berry Gordy. It was really interesting. But they're tremendous, and to see the audience respond to them is really gratifying. It's very special.
It's all Motown music. There's not original music in it?
No, there are actually three original songs that Barry wrote in the last 2 years or so for the show. They kind of cover the beginning, middle, and the end of the show.
After all the years of joy and pain that we've been through, no, I never saw a journey without you. You left me here with our memories while you found new discoveries. It's hard to fill this emptiness inside. Can I close?
And what are some of the iconic Motown songs that people will get to see?
Ooh, I mean, you get Grapevine. What's great is, you know, Motown would write songs, but they would release different arrangements on different artists. So you get Gladys Knight's Grapevine, but you also get Marvin Gaye's. We do Love Child. We do all the Jackson 5 hits, you know, I'll Be There, I Want You Back. We do Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand, Baby Love. I mean, it's packed with songs. It's really packed with songs.
Is the audience singing along?
Constantly.
Should they do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Please. I mean, that's what I say. It's the audience participation makes it such a huge event. And there are actually times in the show where we do actually directly interact with the audience. I mean, because you in our show, we balance between, you know, breaking the fourth wall and maintaining the fourth wall. And by that, I mean, sometimes the songs are used as narrative within scenes, but sometimes we're actually performing in concert because they were, you know, they were artists. So Tears of a Clown, Got a Job, we really cover the gamut. It's pretty fantastic. Again, I mean, our first week of previews, we set a box office record. We're the only show in history to break over $1 million in previews, and we didn't even have a full week of shows, which was really pretty special. I mean, that's what I'm talking about, the excitement that people are expressing for Motown in general, but then once they see our show and they see the love and the life that we give to these historic and iconic figures who were, you know, pillars of their life growing up, to see them respond with such love and enthusiasm and satisfaction is really gratifying, because we have a big responsibility. I mean, everybody who's listening out there knows how much they care about this music and these icons, so we have a responsibility to represent them fully for our audience, and to see that is coming across and that they're leaving fulfilled, overjoyed, is really a tremendous blessing.
How did you first discover, jumping out of the show and back in time in your life, that you wanted to be a performer?
My mother will say that I told her when I was 3 years old that I wanted to be an actor. So, and I believe that. It's something I've always known I wanted to do, which is very helpful in pursuing it as a professional. And fortunately, I was in environments as a kid that really helped me cultivate a love for the arts. You know, my elementary school, we did 3 musicals a year. We had a music class every day. So I learned to read music, and I took piano lessons. And As I moved on, I went to high school in D.C. and I went to college here at Columbia University in New York. And it's just the love for the arts and my desire to perform really just maintained. And I was fortunate enough to find people and environments who provided me the opportunity not only to do it, but to really grow at it.
Was Broadway always the goal?
Broadway has always been a goal. It's funny, you know, when you have goals and once you attain them, you know, the world just broadens for you, and so you have greater goals. But Broadway has always been a goal of mine, and particularly after I got the project and I was working on it, I was reflecting on it, and I really thought to myself, and I started to cry because it's really extraordinary when you think back to dreams you had, literal dreams, and to see them actually come true. I mean, this is a real manifestation, almost to the T, of goals and dreams that I've had since I was a kid. I wanted to star in a huge Broadway musical, and here I am. You know, it's a really wonderful blessing.
Do you push that out of your brain while you're performing and concentrate on the character in the show, or is it something that's always kind of hovering in front of your eyes?
Oh, no. I mean, it's, you know, it's one of those things I acknowledge as a reality and I accept and I'm grateful for, but, you know, the only reason that I'm able to do it is because I am in the character and I'm in the moment and I'm living what is happening on stage.
You were in The Color Purple also.
Yes.
And what was that experience like?
That experience was also really quite tremendous. I mean, it was a very special show, very historic project. Again, you know, Alice Walker's work and working with Oprah Winfrey, it made it a really whirlwind and dazzling experience. And again, my cast was very extraordinary, and they've been like a family to me. So it's, you know, it's funny. Each experience builds upon the next. And, you know, as big and high profile as Oprah Winfrey's Presents The Color Purple was, it's funny, if I were to think of what could I do that could be bigger than this, well, it's playing Berry Gordy in Motown. And that's, you know, the fact that I could do something, that I could have the opportunity to rise to something that has the potential to be even bigger than that, is a really special, special thing.
Did you interact with Oprah Winfrey?
Oh yeah. I mean, she was around and she was present, and what she would do is she would come backstage before the show started, and then when the lights went down, then she would go to her seat, because anytime, you know, Oprah walks into the theater, everybody would go crazy and the show can't start for 10-15 minutes.
Sure, and they think they're all getting new cars.
Exactly. But you know, every day she would come by and hang out backstage with us. I mean, and we went out to Chicago and taped the show with her. She's lovely, really lovely and welcoming.
Do you want to focus your career on the stage, or do you want to pursue television and film projects?
I mean, I already do. I've done some television, and I'm certainly in pursuit of more of that, as well as some film roles. But I will never leave the stage. I mean, there's something very special about the live theatrical experience and the communion you get to have with a live audience. I mean, for me, performing is, particularly on the stage, is about awareness. It's about listening. And it's not just listening to my co-stars and myself, but it's listening to the audience. You form a very specific and special experience in the moment that, you know, that is very unique to theater. And so I'll never leave the theater, but I got other plans. I got other plans.
Like sweet morning dew, I took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
With arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I'll sacrifice for you, dedicate my life to you. I will go where you lead, always there in time of need.
There when I lose my will, you'll be there to push me up the hill. And there's no looking back for us.
Brandon Victor Dixon plays Berry Gordy in Motown the Musical, which is currently running on Broadway in New York City. To learn more about the show, visit motownthemusical.com. The original cast recording will be released this coming Tuesday. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.